reckon the scoreline was a bit harsh on yesterday?
Yeah, I think so. Right at the end, that try was obviously disappointing, but unfortunate. I think, yeah, we first half performance was real good from us. We didn't get sucked into, you know, playing a bit too much. I think the second half we did, and we gave away a few penalties, and they took it, took the chance as well. So I think looking back at it now, you know, a few decisions in the outside of 22, maybe 30 metres out, and they punished us. So I think if we'd kept going like we did in the first half, then we could have got away from them, and then maybe stopped that sort of misfortune happening at the end. But you know, it was quite disappointing to lose in the end.
It was a really good effort, though, a good fight. And obviously there's been a bit of doom and gloom about the club lately because there's not too many points on the board. But do you think this whole the whole build-up and the whole atmosphere ahead of this game being in America, do you think that helped galvanise the team?
Yeah, I think it did. Obviously, if you can't get up for that occasion out there on that real good pitch, you know, the crowd was real good, it was real amazing. You could feel the buzz around the place. So I think our first half performance reflected that as well. I thought we came out the blocks real fast and strong. Everyone was on the same hymn sheet, so you know, I think it did help us. And our training facilities over here as well at the Jets was unbelievable as well, so there was no excuses. Even though the game was over here, there was no excuses from us. So you know, I think yeah, the first half is the way we want to play, and I think if we carry on for that for the full 80 minutes, then we'll start picking up wins.
Yeah, only six games to go though. What do you need to do to survive and in order, because you're going to have to survive in order to come back here next year, because it has to be an Aviva Premiership game. Could that serve as some motivation, do you think?
Oh, I don't think there's any more motivation than you know, staying in the top flight. It's our livelihoods at the end of the day, and boys are real proud men, and you know, we fight for everything, and you know, it doesn't take a match like this to make us want to stay in the top division, because we believe that we're good enough to do it. And I think we just need to carry on and working hard, and you know, getting the basics right, staying in games and taking our chances when they come up. So you know, Cyrus today, they took the chances very well, you know, didn't play too much rugby as they usually do. You know, they know the drills very well, so I think we can maybe take a leaf out of their book and you know, just take the chances when they're on board and build pressure that way.
Yeah, when you think about it this way, the league leaders, and you put it up for them for the majority of the match, and the final score obviously is a bit harsh on as well, so there's no reason why you can't take, you know, some positives from this and take it into your next you know, the final six games.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Cyrus top team for the last couple of years now, and then we did really, you know, that first half, I think they were a bit taken by how we were playing and a bit, you know, a bit shocked that we took that lead in the first half. And you know, it is a positive to take from the game, I suppose. Obviously, overall feelings disappointment and a bit sorry for ourselves, but you know, if we turn up next week and the week after that and for the rest of the season, I think we'll pick up the points that we need.
Yeah, and how about a word just for the crowd? They were very noisy, very boisterous. Seems like you opened up a few doors for the American audience here.
Yeah, we hope so. You know, they were very enthusiastic. You know, as soon as a little line break was made or something like that, you know, they could tell that they were enjoying it. Especially the big hits in the first half, they appreciated that. So, you know, hopefully that's the whole aim of this sort of thing, to get the game promoted over here. And I think it was a good game of rugby, a lot of free-flowing rugby. So, yeah, I think boys did a good job out there.